Time now for your letters. Got flooded with responses to our healthcare discussion last week with Matthew Continetti of the Weekly Standard. Altoon Sultan of Groton, Vermont, disagreed with Mr. Continetti's views on coverage for end-of-life counseling. She wrote, "I am a 61-year-old woman with inadequate health insurance because I'm self-employed. When I am older, I would welcome a free consultation with my doctor on end-of-life care. If I became severely ill, I would welcome knowing what treatments are available and how effective each one is so I can make a more informed decision about care. This is not rationing. This is rational health care." Last week, we also spoke about the future of the National Park Service with Rob Arnberger. He worked for the service for several decades and was in charge of many national parks over the course of his career. Ronald Wall of Wichita, Kansas, sends this note. "As a kid," he writes, "I had the great fortune of having parents that took us to many of our national parks and monuments. I'm a parent now and I'm taking my son to many of those same places. Often it is bittersweet for me. I love being in those places, but I find them overcrowded with unappreciative and disrespectful visitors. I fully agree that protection is the priority. Based on recent experiences, I would like to see the park system establish a cap on the number of daily visitors. Fire marshals set limits on the number of people that can occupy a building for safety concerns. The park system should do the same for the safety of our grand treasures." And Jody Procht of Lithia, Florida, heard an unexpected connection between two segments in last Saturday's show, the one about a new book called Personal Effects, and our interview with Ronnie Millsap. She writes, "I listened to Weekend Edition Saturday with great interest, especially the book review and the interview with Ronnie Millsap. I picked up a copy of the book and was startled to find a reference to Ronnie Millsap on page 17. This followed by a reference to Amazing Grace, which Ronnie Millsap performed on your show. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but is this some kind of an inside joke?" Well, we also noticed those connections, but only long after we'd booked both interviews. We called J.C. Hutchins, the book's co-author. He told us that he grew up in Kentucky listening to country music and Ronnie Millsap. Oliver Stone will have to figure out the rest. If you catch on to any other conspiracies, if you've got a thought to share, please let us know. You can leave a comment on the new NPR.org, or you can reach us on Twitter. I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. Our editors and producers are NPR Weekend. What particular about the bumping of the road? Just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stop and let me ride? Swing down, chariot stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side. This is NPR News.